This is Chris Galen. I'm Senior VP of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation.
And Chris, we just saw Congress spend the holiday in Washington, D.C. and come out with something, finally. And I wanted to get your reaction to the what the National Milk Producers Federation thinks about what they did as far as farm policy is concerned.
Well, we were hoping to start the year with a shiny new farm bill, or at least a new dairy program, and ended up with more of the same, which is the same policies that we had last year, and we'll have at least through the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th, 2013. And the real shame is that for what they've done with dairy farmers, it doesn't really give us any meaningful or effective safety net in the next 9 months, unless they were to pass a new farm bill here before then. So what we have to do is concentrate our efforts on trying to get a different outcome for the farm bill here in 2013.
And the main thing that you would like included in this is the Dairy Security Act. Tell us about what that is.
The Dairy Security Act is a voluntary insurance-based program that would allow farmers to sign up, and it would protect them against margin compression, meaning the difference between low milk prices, high feed costs, or the combination, which is what we experienced in 2012. And that's the real concern going forward for dairy farmers. The safety nets that we have now that were extended by this fiscal cliff deal, our price support program, the price level was calibrated at least 15 years ago. The MILC payment program, also a price level targeted in the 1990s. And those were okay then, but they were created in an era when we had $2 bushel corn and soybeans were a lot cheaper as well. And so going forward, what we need to have is this margin insurance program that will adjust not only for the milk price, but also for the feed price, because farmers who can help insure against catastrophically bad margins will hopefully be the ones who can survive here in the coming years.
This proposal was put forth by the industry after considerable amount of consideration, I guess, throughout all segments of the industry to try and help keep dairy producers, I guess, safe in the long term, not have so many of the ups and downs. Isn't that correct?
Well, sure. We lost tens of billions of dollars collectively in dairy farm equity between 2007 and 2009 when we saw the Great Recession kick in and our dairy exports collapsed and milk prices collapsed and people just hemorrhaged money. And we just can't afford to go through that again. As I said, in 2012, there was a lot of pain. There were some months there where people were hemorrhaging red ink. And if we don't have a good year in the Corn Belt in terms of a growing season and feed costs are back where they were 6 months ago, it is just going to be a killer across the entire livestock complex, but certainly for dairy farmers as well. So that's the type of scenario that this new dairy farm safety net is designed to prevent, Cindy. And so that's why there is some urgency here. While it's great that we have a farm program in place and don't have no farm program, that would have been the dairy cliff that was in the news a lot the last couple weeks. We really need to have a new 21st century program and not just the status quo.
Isn't the Dairy Security Act actually, wouldn't that cost less than a continuation of the current dairy program in the current
farm bill? Absolutely. They had to find some offsets to pay for the extension of the dairy programs here that were included in the fiscal cliff package. And so it's ironic that one of the key things the whole fiscal cliff vote turned on was whether there should be any spending cuts, and if so, where do you cut? In the case of the farm bill, the overall package cut anywhere from 20-plus billion in the Senate version to more than 30 billion in the House version, and that was money on the table, money savings on the table, that congressional leaders could have taken advantage of, but they did not. So that was a real disappointment that all this talk about ways to reduce the deficit, the farm community stepped up in 2012, negotiated a farm bill that would have cut a lot of money from programs, and not just farm programs, but other programs as well, and that could have been taken advantage of as part of the fiscal cliff package, but it was not.
Well, and also seems ironic that that really it was the impending dairy cliff that motivated Congress to even include anything about the farm bill in this final package, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we needed to seize on the imminent return of permanent law, and milk would have been the first commodity out of the blocks to be affected by that or to have the parity laws of 1949 return. And so that's where we coined the term the dairy cliff, tied it to the fiscal cliff, and they were tied together because they, in the end, Congress put the Farm Bill extension in the same package as the overall fiscal cliff tax bill. But what it shows you is that it takes the prospects of much higher dairy prices at the retail level to focus Congress's attention on farm programs in general. If we wouldn't have been able to gin up concern about the dairy cliff and needing to address that, then who knows what would have happened with the Farm Bill.
Well, anyway, it is what it is. Congress did what they did, and at least they can now wait until September to do anything.
Well, and the hope, Cindy, is that we don't have to wait another 9 months, and we really don't want to be coming back from the August recess of Congress after Labor Day to face the prospects of another last-minute showdown over the Farm Bill at the end of September. So the hope here is that starting as early as next month, the agriculture committees in the House and the Senate will begin again trying to pass a five-year new Farm Bill. But they will not be starting with a blank slate. They'll be starting with the bills that already passed. They passed the bill out of the Senate Ag Committee and then the full Senate, and they passed a similar bill out of the House Agriculture Committee. So that's where we really need to start. That will be the best thing for dairy farmers because both those versions contain the Dairy Security Act we support, and I think a lot of the other farm groups will feel the same way.
Well, there was one good thing for agriculture that did come out of the fiscal cliff package was the what happened with the estate tax. Tell us a little
Yes.
bit about that.
Yes, well, we were very concerned about the potential return to only a $1 million exemption on estates, and above that, the tax rate would have been 55%. That really would have been quite painful for all of agriculture. So where they netted out was an exemption for estates of $5 million, and then the rate above that, I think, is 40% as opposed to 55%. So they did do something for the dairy industry and for the farm community on that issue. And so that's, I guess, the only real silver lining here in terms of this fiscal cliff package.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Chris.
And okay.
We appreciate you working on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for the dairy producers.
Well, yeah, dirty job, but somebody had to do it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Okay, Cindy. Take
All
care.
Right, bye-bye.